You're listening to Magic Xylophone from Bluey the Video Game, released November 17th, 2023, composed by David Miralles Quesada. Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and today it is technically the end of February, even though we are now into March. So this is Radio Hour, which means solo show. That's okay. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on. Drop us a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well. Patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zantku. So yeah, we have made it to volume 67 of Radio Hour, an eclectic mix of music. If it is your first time hearing Radio Hour, we always have four picks from myself, four picks from Bedroth, three that's a mini spotlight focusing usually on a new release game, three from listeners as well. So it's always a lot of fun. And if you've missed any of our most recent episodes this past month, make sure you go check those out. We had a spotlight on Granblue Fantasy Relink, which Sev joined me on. And then Bedroth and I did Romantic Music Part 2, as well as a Leap Year Celebration. And we did have two BG Mania B-sides drop in February as well, one on Cassette Beast and one on Chance of Sinar. So make sure you go check those out if you missed any of our episodes over the past month. We have a fun March planned as well with our first normal episode dropping next week. Super excited about that one when it posts. But today, like I said, it is Radio Hour Volume 67. And we actually kicked things off with Bedroth's first submission of the episode. One of Kyle's favorite TV shows of all time, and was super excited about this game, and I think it is actually now coming to Xbox Game Pass, if it's not already on Xbox Game Pass. Bluey the Video Game, and composed by David Miralles Quesada. I am not sure if that is the composer for the TV show or if that was just the composer for the game. As we've talked about on previous episodes, a lot of times when there's shows like this that games are made after, sometimes the composers from the show will do the music for the game. But I don't know if that's the case here. I have not actually seen Bluey, and don't plan to. So That is something that I can say I just am not interested in. But the track that we opened with, Magic Xylophone, that was pretty cool. I like that. Nice opener. As Bedroth said, it would make a good opening. So there we go. We're rolling right into it. And I don't have a ton to talk about, which is why I'm just kind of, not really having anything to say at the moment. We've recorded quite a bit. I've still been extremely busy at work. And most of the days, I am just dead exhausted by the time I get off. I've been working anywhere from 11 on a short end to like 13 and a half, close to 14 hours on the longer end every day, Monday through Friday. And then I usually work a little bit over the weekends as well. And that'll be the case for about another month and a half still. So I am just really, really tired. So I apologize if I don't have a ton to say at the beginning of Radio Hour. This should be a really good episode though. We're going to open up with my first block of three, where we're going to focus on some, as I usually do, recently released games in February. Our listener block is super, super cool this month. Our mini spotlight for Radio Hour was actually handpicked by executive producer Zanku. We are focusing on Persona 3 Reload later on in the episode, and he is currently playing through it, so I basically let him choose the three tracks we were going to focus on for this spotlight this month. And then Bedroth's block that'll close out the show, besides my closeout track, is also super, super dope. So this should be a really fun show. It's okay that I don't have a ton to talk about. The music will, of course, as it always does, speak for itself. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Like I said, we're going to kick off with my block of three. I will have the closeout track as well, but we're going to begin by taking a listen to something that I was very excited to release, and I was glad when it shadow dropped earlier in February during the Nintendo Indie Spotlight or Showcase, whatever it was called. Let's take a listen to Jigs Up, Penny. From Penny's Big Breakaway. This released on February 21st, 2024, and it was composed by T. Lopes.
We'll be right back.
Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to Ghost on the Road from Pacific Drive. This released on February 22nd, 2024, and it was composed by Gordon McLattery.
Sulfur and smoke glows through the snow and smells like money. Rivers for spines between the dry pines of bones unbecoming. You might have to hang behind. You might have to hang behind red eyes on the highway.
Last up in my normal block of three, we're going back to a game that recently released that is a throwback to the CDI era and the Zelda games that released on the CDI. Almost said 3DO. Let's take a listen to Dimer's Lair from Arzet, the Jewel of Faramore. This released on February 14th, 2024, and it was composed by Button Masher. All right, we are now going to move into our listener submissions for Radio Hour in February. We're going to begin by taking a listen to Judgment from Metal Slug 2. This released on February 23rd, 1998. It was composed by Takushi Hiyamuda, and it was requested via email by Dawn.
Oh,
Next up, and this one is really cool. Really appreciate this submission because I obviously never would have heard of this before. Let's take a listen to Replay Machine from Omoide ni Kawaru Kimi, Memories Off. Apologies if I pronounced any of that incorrectly. This released on November 28th, 2002. It was written and performed by Nana Mizuki, and it was requested via email by Yumiko. Last up in our listener submissions for the month of February, let's take a listen to Soviet March from Command & Conquer Red Alert 3. This released on October 28th, 2008. It was composed by James Hannigan, and it was requested via Discord by Clark. Welcome to Discord.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right, let's get into our mini spotlight this month. Like I said, we are focusing on Persona 3 Reload. All three of these tracks were actually picked by Zanku, so that's super dope. Let's begin by taking a listen to the opening theme for Persona 3 Reload, basically. This is Full Moon, Full Life from Persona 3 Reload, released February 2nd, 2024, composed by Shoji Meguro, featuring Azumi Takashi and Lotus Juice on vocals.
Where we did first stand. No one's true, we're lies, we're evil and brave. the trail, I abide by the rules, but I'll shine.
All we've done will tell the money to the thieves. Longer we wait, may it be the way to keep. Standing by for answers. Challenge is the pain.
Nothing easy, get off and go, get it go.
Let's take a listen to Mass Destruction Reload from Persona 3 Reload. Again, this released on February 2nd, 2024. It was originally composed by Shoji Meguro and arranged by Atsushi Kitoja, featuring Azumi Takahashi and Lotus Juice on vocals.
Reality, never be charity. The enemy you fight, cover source society. Two bombs not here, gotta fight all night. Right here, shadow turn a cloud direction. Seize the moment, they destroy the nation. Round slow motion, give me motivation. Freak out now, get on the ride. Round up around, spit out, all over. Round looking prone, the stone, comedy crowd. Watch out the moon, they diss it out. Guess what this sound, a bomb's all ground. So round up, don't ease your pace, cause enemy's brutal. Moment of truth, there ain't no truce. You're the only one, one world, one love. But the battle goes in, shadows all mass destruction.
Baby, baby. destiny to the tomb. Hardest thing to do is change who you are now to who you wanna be soon. First enemies inside us already. Whoever make it out may be ready for the battle. It's fearless. You better be ready, not only winning but the losing. No, it brings experiences for a bigger win later. Persevere for the greater good. Imagine later, world may be annihilator. Taking down the agitators, the violators, the leader or the dog until we reach final air. So who we up against? Vicious and brutal. Moment of truth, there ain't no truce. You the only one, one world, one love. But the battle goes on, shadows of mass destruction.
Ooh, yeah.
Closing out our mini spotlight, let's take a listen to Battle Hymn of the Soul, Reload, from Persona 3 Reload. This again released on February 2nd, 2024. It was originally composed by Shoji Meguro and arranged by Atsushi Kitoja. That's such a good track. It's one of my favorites from the original Persona 3 as well. The blend of battle music with Aria of the Soul, which is the Velvet Room music. Oh my God, it's so good. Anyway, let's get into Bedroth's normal block of three for the episode. We're going to kick things off by taking a listen to Final Impact from Sigil 2. This released on December 10th of 2023, and it was composed by James Paddock. Next up, Bedroth keeps his sex games rolling. Let's take a listen to Phantasmal Funk from Flipwitch, Forbidden Sex Hex. This released on November 20th of 2023, and it was composed by Momo Jams.
Bye.
closing out this block, back on the romantic music part two episode, we took a listen to Lean's love theme. Bedroth did mention he was going to bring this one for Radio Hour. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Fina's love theme, otherwise known as the Sandy Beach of Gumbo, from Grandia. This released on October 26, 1999, and it was composed by Noriyuki Iwadare. And that is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week and the close of Radio Hour, the close of February, and right into March. Hopefully everybody's excited for spring. We want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPG Era. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow the show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of the episode, we're going to be taking a listen to My Heroine from, no, not Silverstein, Silent Hill, The Short Message. This released on January 31st of 2024, and it was composed by Akira Yamaoka, featuring Esther Ortega Canto on vocals. Keep the music playing, and keep it loud.
creeping too.